We've launched taxchallenge.co.uk and we're publishing some of the responses from the FTSE 100 company chief execs. We've got 15 up there at the moment and there'll be more coming out each day over the next couple of weeks as we get them uploaded onto the site. And the idea really is that every one of us can decide individually where the biggest companies in Britain really do care about the poorest in our society. At home and abroad. The idea behind the campaign all occurred when I met some Christian Aid supporters when the Tax Justice bus visited Stevenage, and I agreed in conversations with some of my local constituents that it would be a good idea if I wrote to all the FTSE 100 chief execs and asked them what they were doing about tax transparency, whether they agreed with it and if they'd sign up to a new accounting standard. We've had them from a variety of companies, BT, Sainsbury's, Vodafone, Sky, BP, Shell, Anglo-American, you name it. We've had a wide range of responses. We've had HSBC offer to work with us to develop a tax transparency standard. We've had BT and a range of others welcome the initiative but question the means of the campaign. We've got about 40 that have come back already, and as I say, we'll be releasing some more as they get uploaded onto the website over the next week or two. And I'm sure once the other companies see what's going on with the Christmas period in between, they'll start firing their responses over as well. At the end of the day, my view is very simple. I know that everybody agrees with the sentiments of greater tax transparency. Everyone wants to pay the bigger companies and all everybody to pay their fair share of taxes. But everybody's going to struggle as every nation competes in this global race. It's very difficult for some of the poorer companies to hold these huge companies to account. So I think the only way we're going to do it is if us, the British public, drag them kicking and screaming towards tax transparency, because we're in effect their main customers.